The National Parenting Support Commission held its inaugural Parenting Village on Saturday, November 9, one of several activities planned in observance of Parents Month this November. The Parenting Village saw hundreds turning up at the Ronnie Williams Entertainment Center in St. Andrew for a day of fun activities, as well as opportunities to interact and share ideas about raising the nation's children. Through booths from over 20 public and private organizations, parents were also given tips on catering to the physical and financial well-being of their children and families. They also received information on parents' places and other similar facilities that provide assistance to parents and prospective parents.
The interaction between the parents and getting the real solutions, it's good, it's encouraging, and everybody's looking forward to the parenting workshops. We want real parents to give real solutions based on their experience. I think it's a wonderful event, and I think that when we rebroadcast it, that it will go a long way to reach.
Executive Director of the National Parenting Support Commission, Dr. Patrice Charles Freeman. The Parenting Village also catered to children with its Kiddies Village. Children played games, enjoyed bounce-abouts, and got their faces painted by clowns who also provided entertainment. Representatives from the Crayons Count program provided learning tools, games, puzzles, finger painting, and more for toddlers and young children. Patrons received tips to help children manage their use of modern technology through a special booth entitled 21st Century Parenting. Chief organizer of the 21st Century Parenting booth and creator of the Juice Man line of interactive learning tools, Jonathan Kelly, outlined some of what he shared with parents on the day.
For the traditional parent, they will realize that the nowadays children are not going to gravitate towards a flat book. So what we've done is create interactive apps now that read the story to them. It highlights the words, there's music, there's animation when they touch the pictures, there's a coloring book, there's a quiz, whole lot of other features. So what we're trying to say now is that in today's world, there are different ways to impart the same values and attitudes now by getting the kids reared. If they're on TV, if they want to watch the TV, give them something that's relevant to them.
Without doubt, however, the centerpiece of the day's activities at the Parenting Village was the Parenting Pub. Organizers created a makeshift pub, complete with a bar, bar stools, and various kinds of drinks, all geared towards fostering adult discussions about parenting. We share a few of the points made during the Parenting Pub.
Communicate, I mean just talking at them, and you need to listen to them, because sometimes they will say things and we don't listen to them. We don't understand what they're saying. We can't relate to what they're saying. We hear what we want to hear and respond in a way that sometimes it makes matters even worse.
One of the basic ingredients that children need. If you don't give your children love and attention, you are depriving them of the greatest and most basic nutrient, basic ingredient that is needed. And if your child cannot get your attention by doing something good, they will get your attention by doing something bad.
What we can do as parents, we can network. If you're a firm person and your child is given problem, then you can ask me to talk with the child. And sometimes the child loves the person and they will listen to what the other person is saying.
Parents Month activities continue throughout the month, with some of the more notable events being a 5K walk for the George Cohen Basic School in Portland on November 17, a cook-off between 8 inner-city school PTAs in Region 1 at St. Andrew Technical High School on November 21st, a parent award ceremony in Region 4 at Trinity Anglican Church on November 26, and the National Parent Teacher Association of Jamaica's annual conference at Jamaica College on November 30. Through its Parents Month initiatives and others, the government remains committed to providing parents with vital support to help raise the nation's children, all part of plans to accomplish the strategic objective of providing education for family advancement and national development.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.